from Oroville, December 28, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Andrea. The weather in Oroville is mostly sunny today with scattered clouds, temperatures ranging between 23 and 27 degrees, with wind out of the northeast at 14 kilometers per hour. These conditions continue through the weekend with the possibility of rain Sunday night or Monday. Here is Upahar and his chanting with instrumental accompaniment.
This mantra, as you probably know, it means Om, this is perfect, that is perfect. If you take the perfect away from the perfect, only the perfect remains.
A water management information meeting, proposed policies for water supply and wastewater management by the Water Task Force of L'Avenir d'Oroville at Town Hall Friday, December 28th, 5 to 6:30 p.m. And a reminder not to miss the Conference of the Birds, a Sufi tale presented as a drama tonight, 28th, 8 p.m., Kalabumi. Gallery Square Circle at Kalakendra, Bharat Nevis presents Synergy Shakti, an exhibition of works done at the Women Artist Camp at Kalakendra by Benita, Cynthia, Chantal, KT, Nela, and Gita. The opening is tonight, 5 p.m., December 28th. The exhibition runs from today through the 13th of January. At the amphitheater at Matra Mandir every Thursday, 5:30 to 6, Savitri by Sri Aurobindo, read by the mother, accompanied by Sunil's music. Everyone is welcome under the vast open sky in the very center of Oroville while the sun is setting. The Pavilion of Tibetan Culture wishes everyone a Happy New Year and an invitation to the 2008 Light Mandala, a prayer for world peace at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, Monday, 31st December, 7 p.m. English, according to the great cultures of our planet, India, China, Islam, the West, is offered beginning Wednesday, 2nd of January, Thursday, and thereafter Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday until the end of February at the Oroville Language Lab. There will be grammar according to sayings and quotations from around the world. It has been said there are only two effective ways to pass on knowledge: to set an example, and in Mali, education means to set an example, and to encourage. In the term to encourage, we find the Latin root cor, which means heart. Incidentally, to listen in Chinese has four characters, and one of them is heart. In Sanskrit, there is no word for to teach, but only to learn. The exact translation is to make someone move up. Confucius starts his most important book with the word shue, which means learn, and goes on to say to learn and off to use what one has learned. At the time, knowledge also meant benevolence and compassion. Muhammad said, "Look for knowledge from the cradle to the grave, and he who adores knowledge adores God." A reminder about waste. Please realize that local garbage collectors dispose of your waste in the greenbelt and in the canyons. They dump it wherever they can. Burning it then afterwards, where it was dumped, gives very bad pollution. It is always easy to trace where garbage comes from, so please use and support Oroville's Eco Service. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thanks for listening.